Well, the game is about to start, as I'm in the game and spectating. And for now you have to wait until some action starts, so I'll just talk about all the strangest thing possible to kill some time or something. So, as it seems, they are still warming up, so you have to wait. It's going to be quite an exciting game, since we have two top clans here. Probably trained to the max. And Northern Brigade Europe Division has called out that they are ready. So, we have to hang on. So, as it's right now, Clan Fragfest isn't ready yet, but M Brigade Europe Division is. And under the gameplay, I'm going to call them FF and NB. So, just so you know. And the first round, I am going to spectate M Brigade, since there are no real spectating engine in the game. I have to do it like this. But next round, I'll spectate Fragfest. So I'll switch under. FF is still not ready. They're working on something. So hang on, people. NB seems ready. A round start was called and it's not live. NBA EU says they're not ready yet, so they changed their mind. People seems to get more ready here, since Lepron said he's from FF said he's daddy pimp Lepron ready and naked, so we're just waiting for the rest to get ready. FF seems ready, and NB, I don't know, so hang on. Both teams are ready. A round start restart was called. Good luck, have fun is called in the chat, so we have the game going. Countdown is going. It's on 15, so hang on, people. And the game has started. And the first map being played is Kushk. And the rush seemed, the start rush seemed pretty well done by NB, as they have. They seem to have both flags, as they play as allied as on the first round, and FF as axis. Allied, NB has taken the west flag as allied on Kursk. They have the sawmill. No, I'm wrong here. They have the tent. They have the tent. Tent as allied. The sawmill is still gray. The sawmill is FF. FF has taken the sawmill. The tickets after the first start here is 119 to Allies and 195 to Axis. They're still fighting about the sawmill flag. And some pretty heavy firing between there. Not many people getting to each flag. But the tickets is in favor for FF, as it seems now. Heavy fighting at the sawmill. Sawmill lost again. Still held by the Germans, FF. And the tent is held still by the Allies. The Allies has gotten a heavy tank, so we'll see if this makes any changes to the flag positioning. And FF's tickets is dropping, it's evening out, it's 180 to the Allies and 187 to the Axis. And as I said earlier, Allied is NB and Axis it's FF. The heavy tank lost by DBA from NB. Egerton Sachs took it with a light tank as an Axis. The sawmill is being grayed by NB Force Adventus. Force Adventus. Both flags are gray, so it seems like a flag switch on the top on Kursk. tent is now Axis flag, and the sawmill is still being grayed by two tanks. And some heavy bombing by their pilot Lazy Bones. Some insane spawn raping skills. But the sawmill is still gray. Nobody has gotten it yet. Axis has taken both flags. And now the tickets are dropping for NB. They are dropping. 166 to 179. So it was even for a time, but now FF seems to have the advantage. NB has grayed a flag for a moment, but it was taken back by the Axis immediately. So both flags still, Axis held on the hill on Kursk. Tickets still dropping for MB, and they hit 150 now, 150 to 174, tickets dropping. Some dogfighting by NB Guidukus, he's fighting off three pilots at the same time, lost his ship, dropping, and drops right in front of a tank, and gets blown to pieces. Both flags on hill still by held by Axis. Seems like FF is having this round heavy firing. Seems to be in their favor. But we shouldn't decide the end by now. Who knows? FF has a Stuka flying over their main base, so there are not many people or tanks getting out of there, so the chance of getting the main flags are minimal, since there's only one AA on this map and it's being held by FF as Axis. So we'll see if there be any changes to the spawn raping. NB attacking with a light tank on sawmill, getting blown in pieces by Egerton Sachs in a Tiger tank. NB has no vehicles, only infantry. Got a light tank right now. And FF is having all their tanks on the hill and using artillery too by Dodger. He's getting some heavy kills here. NBTNT is attacking with a heavy tank, getting blown in pieces by Quas in his Stuka. NB got a new light tank going up the hill, shooting at the Tiger, getting attacked by all five tanks on the hill, as it seems from here. The tank is smoking heavily and gets one shot from Chiset in his tanks from the side and blows in pieces. Still both flags held by FF on the hill. The tickets are 78 to 170, 78 for Allies and 117 for the Germans. Seems like the planes are like ruling this game, since they can't get anything out of their main base because Quas is spawn raping. And Moomin too. Moomin just got shut down by a tank by Lapjäveln. Dodger got 3 kills in a row by the Vespa. Shot right in the infantry squad. NB has 1 light tank, and that's about it. And FF seems to have 2 heavy tanks and 3 light tanks or something. No, 2 light tanks, all standing on the hill shooting down at their main base. NB hasn't gotten out of their main base since they lost their tent flag. The tickets are now 48 to 168. Only 10 minutes left of the game. Seems like it's over here. NBTNT is attacking with a heavy attack, a heavy tank. He got one and got... Yeah, he got one heavy tank and got another in his back, so he was blown in pieces before he could take any flags. Both flags are still being held by the Axis FF. Tickets are now 32 to 164. NB having no tanks. This round was one hell of a big spawn rape for NB. And Dodger has been sitting in his Vespa all undisturbed for like 15 minutes, so he has 34 frags and 4 death. So he's quite owning him. NBTNT is attacking again with a light tank, and the tank was blown by a heavy tank, a Tiger. Ten tickets left, 8 minutes and 22 seconds left, and 161 tickets to Axis. So this game seems quite over. They got a flag, they got the tent flag. NB has taken the tent flag with 7 tickets left. Tickets have stopped dropping. They lost their player who took the flag, and they have more players spawning there. They have the flag is grayed, 4 tickets left, 157 to Axis. NB also have a tank at the sawmill, graying both hill flags, stopping at 3 tickets left. It's over. They lost both flags. The first round is over. Second round, NB calls not live. Next round is not live, so I think they'll have some tactic talk or something. Might be. Thank you. This round I'll be spectating FF as allied. As I said before, since there's no real spectating game function, I only can spectate one team at a time. So I'll do it like this. So hang on, people. Next round is coming up when they're ready. And NB hasn't said anything since they called the second round not live. NBEU has called out ready. And I assume FF is already ready since they won the first game with 0-160. Second round is ready to start. Countdown at 20. Good luck, have fun is called out, so we just have to wait for 5 seconds, then the game is starting. And the first round is on. And the second round, sorry about that. FF got a quite nice start as allied. We'll see if they'll make it to take both flags as allied from the start, or it will be a flag fight in the beginning or something like that. Flag fight has starting. FF Egerton Sachs is lost his light tank to a German tank attacking the sawmill. Both flags are being held by allied, so FF got the both flags in the start. The 10th flag is being grayed by the Axis, so NB is trying to take back the 10th flag where the heavy tank spawns on Kursk. But a light tank from FF has come to take the flag that is being grayed by NB. Flag is still gray, but as it seems now, FF has taken it back. Sawmill flag is still being held by FF. The flag at the tent is still gray, being NB Guidicus grenaded two people holding the tent flag. As it seemed that he was on the way taking it, he got a light tank in his ass and got blowed away. So the flags is being grayed now, and FF is having a light tank there defending it. It seems like it's still being grayed. It's being grayed by an Axis tank, light tank. And FF lost their light tank to a light tank, to the Axis light tank, who's graying. It was Lapjäveln, but he lost it to E-Razor, who came on from the side with a light tank. It's being heavy tank fights at the tent. The Axis is having two tanks at the tent and FF none. So the tent flag seems to be taken back by NB as Axis. But it's still being gray, so we don't know yet. The tent flag is Axis side, taken by I don't know whom, but NB. So the tent flag is Axis side, and the sawmill is grayed. Just as speaking. But MB, FF has an heavy tank standing there, so it won't be great for long, I think. Allied has taken back the sawmill. The tent flag is still being held by Axis. The tickets are 180 to Allied and 174 to Axis. Allied being played by Fragfest and Axis being played by Northern Brigade Europe section. The sawmill flag is being grayed now by NB as Axis. Still being grayed, and the tent flag is being held by NB as Axis. Allied has both flags again taken on the same time. Guidicus has a Stuka dropping people, getting shot down by the AA, who's being gunned by someone in FF. By Dodger shot them down. Dodger shot them down in AA, so tent flag is been taken by Axis. So NB has the tent flag and FF has the sawmill flag. Tickets are 169 to 157. NB has driven up a Tiger into the sawmill trying to take it back. Getting heavily bombed by people, so but still standing. Got blown away by Dodger using AT this time. Anti-tank, I mean then. Each team having a flag each, so but the sawmill is being attacked by a Panzer, a light tank, so we'll see if he can do any changes, but doesn't seem so, since FF Lobo has driven in his heavy tank in the sawmill, holding it kind of secure. The sawmill is getting grenade spammed by NB. Not getting any kills though, but it was worth a try. Getting blown away by Lobo in his heavy tank. Tent flag is being grayed by I don't know who's graying it, but it's being grayed by FF, and it's FF Agathon Sucks in a light tank. He's raping Axis people hiding behind the logs, and sawmill is still being held by FF as Allied. Agathon is raping and getting blown away by Panzerschreck. Quite a smooth move there by NB Guidicus or something. Having a hard time reading his name since it's odd spells or something. FF Moomin taking off in a plane, going into the 10th flag. Going to the home base of the Axis since they lost both flags. Bombed the APC, got only one kill. FF Quas has trouble taking off since the plane was standing on the nose, so he's just standing there waiting for the plane. And taken off by now, so both flags being held, one plane by FF over the main base spawn raping. And the tickets are 116 to 158. Axis, played by NB, has 115. Allied, played by FF Clan Fragfest, are at 158. Time is 11 minutes left. Both flags held by Allied, played by FF Clan Fragfest. FF has now 4 tanks on the hill. No, 3 tanks and 3 tanks and 1 artillery shooting at their main base. So now MB is attacking with a heavy tank, but it seems to be targeted by all tanks. So we'll see if it blows away one light tank, getting Einar playing in Fragfest. But Moomin comes in and double bombs 2 tanks to get the heavy tank and a light tank standing aside each other with a fighter, a single bomber that is. So some excessive skills here by Moomin, showing what he can do in a fighter. Some insane moves there. Both flags still being held by FF as Allied. NB seems to get spawn raped again as the last round. It's sad to see such a great team getting humiliated like this, because that's what it is. The tickets are dropping for Axis, played by NB. 80. They have 80 tickets. Allied, played by Clamp Fragfest, has 145. 9 minutes left of the game. FF is having all tanks, all 4 tanks. They have 4 tanks on the hill, holding both flags, having 1 artillery up, shooting down at their main base. The Germans, played by NB. And the tickets are now 59 to 144. 8 minutes left of the game. Moomin tried to steal NB's Stuka, but got team killed by Quas doing some spawn raping in his fighter. Flags are still being held by Allied, played by FF Clan Fragfest. NB has 40 3 tickets left to 140 by Allies. NB Northern Brigade Europe Division. And MB doesn't seem to get any planes up in there since Quas is spawn raping them and Einar is hiding in his AA on the hill. So ...25 tickets left to NB as Axis, 139 to Allied, played by FF, 6 minutes left and dropping. Dodger is still having fun in his artillery, having the top score with 21 points and 18 frags. Moomin spawn raping in a plane with 21 points and 23 frags. And the Guidicus top fragger in their team has 11 frags, 15 points and 12 death. And the game's over. 138 to FF and 0 to NB. First map is over and the win is to FF ticket wise. Good games being called and map is changing. Next map is Stalingrad, the home map of NB. So we'll see what tricks they have waiting for FF on this map. In the first round I'll spectate NB. I think they'll be playing as Allied this round, the first rounds, since they played Axis last round and FF as Axis. So it's being some warm up on Stalin and I'll so you have to hang on and I'll like take it easy so I can save my voice a bit. Getting complaints by P people that my English sucks, so I'll try to make it better, just like that. So I'll
try to not cry.
NBEU has called out ready. FF has called out naked and ready. So, see if it starts now. FF ready. Being called out. A round start. It's being thrown. And countdown to game start. Good luck, have fun, it's being called out. Five seconds countdown to next game. And the game's on. NB starting, taking all the vehicles and moving all the infantry to the center. Oh, Moomin got a 3-kill with grenade as they were rushing NB. So almost all infantry is killed. Lots of team killing. NB has gotten the first flag in the house on Stalingrad. NB playing as allied. FF as axis. Holding the first flag. Center still grey. People trying to take but get like molested by the heavy grenade spam at center. So it's still grey. Center flag still great. Lots of team killing. It's insane. Center still being great. No one's getting in there since there's such a heavy grenade spam in the center. Almost all kills are made by grenade. And the tickets are even. 187 to both teams. And time is 80 minutes dropping. Still no one getting center. It's like, it looks like, if you look over the center, it looks like New Year's Eve or something. So it's some insane grenade spamming. LeBron is humiliating by waltering NB. Force a dentist. And still all kills being made by grenade mostly. Some NB kills with bars rolling in and made by NB Remfinator or something like that. Center still grey. Tickets are almost even. NB is leading with 2 ticket drops. It's 176 to 178. Tickets are even again. Tickets are not dropping for any teams. It's only getting down by fragging since center is impossible to get as it seems. Both first flags in the houses. And the buildings are being held by each team. and B has lost both their tanks. So the center flag got taken immediately by FF, being held by Axis. FF is spamming grenades. The center is impossible to take back, as it seems. Tickets are dropping for NB, 163 to 169, slowly going down. 15 minutes left of the game. FF playing as Axis, having two flags, home flag and center flag, while Allied only have their home flag, the first flag, being played by NB. So see if they can make a change of this. NB has gotten tanks, and as they got the tanks, they seem to be losing them. No, they still have two tanks. I'm sorry. FF is having tanks too. Sender's getting spammed. NB trying to take their tank and take center. We'll see how that goes. MB loses their tank from grenade spamming. Center is still taken by FF, Axis. Tickets are now 140 to 153. NB is keeping up the tickets by fragging. So it's quite exciting to see them fighting back this strong, even though their tickets dropping. Grenade spam stop. The center flag is grayed again. It's grayed. Tickets stop dropping, 130 to 147, so not such a big change. And the center is great again, and grenade spamming has started. So we're back at the beginning. Oh! FF's home flag is being grayed. FF has no flag. Center is being taken by Allied. NB has turned the game. Now the tickets are dropping for Axis, played by FF. 122 to 143. Time left is 13 minutes. NB has tanks also, so there have been a major change in this round. FF got back their home flag, so, but their tickets are still severe dropping. 120 to 135. It's evening out. As it seems, NB is having the major frag lead on this map. It's going to even out quite quick here. FF is trying to get center, but it's quite impossible since, as I said before, it looks like New Year Eve when you look at it. Being some solid play by NB, as Legally from NB, TK is like two people from Clan. Center still being held by NB. Raping. Game has changed and the raping is on FF, getting whooped. Tickets are now 107 for Allied, played by NB, and 115 for Axis being played by FF. Eleven minutes left of the game. Tickets are now 107 to 110. It's just a 3 tickets difference here. And it's more than half the game left. The tickets are now even, 106 to both teams. 10 minutes and 40 seconds left of the game. And the tickets for FF are dropping like hell. The NB has the lead with 4 tickets. Some insane spawn raping on this map by NB, showing that Stalingrad, that's their map. Flags are still the same. Tickets are 103 to 187. Tickets are now 100 to 80. NB having the lead as allied with 20 tickets. 9 minutes left of the game. Tickets are now 96 to NB, played as allied, and 68 to FF, playing Axis on the map Stalingrad. 8 minutes and a half left of the game. NB has right now the lead of 30 tickets, since they got the center flag back from FF. Flags are still the same. Allied, NB playing as allied, having 2 flags, FF having 1. Tickets are now 19 to 53. 7 minutes left of the game, 7 minutes and a half even. Tickets are 83 to 41. And please, people on the IRC, don't type my name because it makes annoying sounds. Thank you. 6 minutes left of the game. 81 to 34. Allied has 81 being played by NB, and Axis being played by Fragfest, having 30 tickets left and dropping quick. The game has just been one big spawn rape since NB got center flag. And we still having two flags, center and home flag, and the main is, and the Axis main is being held by Axis, plated by FF, having now 15 tickets left, and NB having 68. 5 minutes left of the game. And still, most of the kills are being made by grenades. Five tickets left for FF, 60 tickets being held securely by NB. Four tickets dropping. 3, 2, 1. And it's over. NB, played as allied on Stalin, won with 57 tickets. Teams are now being changed. I'm going to spectate FF playing as allied on Stalin. We'll see if they can make any change as playing as ally. Good games being called. No one seems to be requesting a game stop, so if we're lucky, they keep on playing this round from the beginning. It seems to be live, no one's called it out though, but NBTNT starts with team killing. And the kills are being made by grenades and some tank kills. No flags taken yet. Allied has taken their first flag, being played as by FF Clan Fragfest this round. NB has taken their home flag, the first flag, as Axis. Center is being grayed. Most of the kills are still being made by grenades and some tank kills. But all fire is focused at the center flag. Freestyler. FF Xavier has succeeded to steal a tank from Axis, being played by NB. But without noticing it, NB TNT X-packed him, taking himself and Xavier to death. Centers being great, tickets are 171 to 172. Axis is leading, tickets are now even. 16 minutes left of the game, center being great. It seems like the first 5 minutes here has been decided by no ticket dropping from flag taking, only by killing, fragging stuff. Center's being grayed. No one's taken it. Allied has gotten the center. FF has taken the center. Tickets are now dropping for Axis, being played by NB, Northern Brigade, Europe Division. Tickets are now 161 to 158. Allied having 161 and Axis having 157. Seems like FF is trying to take back the center flag, but is not succeeding since it's some heavy grenade spam on the whole map. Tickets are now 156 to 135. Time is 30 minutes and 40 seconds left. Allied is having two flags, being played by FF, Clan Fragfest. Flags are still the same, center being held by Allied, played by Clan Fragfest. Tickets are dropping. The tickets are to 142 to Allied, played by Clan Fragfest. Axis has 180, played by NB, and NB has succeeded to gray center again. So the tickets are standing still, no dropping. Both teams has one flag each. Twelve minutes and 28 seconds left of the game. Center is still being great, no ticket droppings. The tickets are 125 to 103. Axis is having 102, Allied 121. Allied played by Clem Fragfest and Axis played by NBEU. NB Guidicus got 3 kills with 1 grenade. And NB Rimfinator thought that that it was a great idea and took 2 kills with 1 grenade. Center is taken by NB, playing as Axis. The tickets are 180 to Clam Fragfest and dropping 97 to NB, playing as Axis. Tickets dropping. 10 minutes left of the game. FF trying to get the center flag back, but he's getting raped, and the tickets are dropping quickly. It's 98 to 94. Clan Fragfest is having 95 tickets dropping, and NB is on 93 and standing still. NB has taken back the lead by 2 tickets, 4 tickets, and dropping. 9 minutes and 20 seconds left of the game. Tickets are now 80 to FF and 19 to NB. And FF is still having ticket drops since NB has both flags, center and their first. Eight minutes left of the game. 70 tickets to FF and dropping, still dropping. 85 tickets to Axis being played by NB. I don't know what Moomin is doing, but he probably by mistake changed the team and is now playing as Axis, committing suicide and changing back. The center is being grayed, so the tickets are not dropping for none of the teams. Tickets are 56 to Clan Fragfest and 77 to NB, Northern Brigade Europe Division. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left of the game. Thank you. Center still being great. Tickets are now 46 to FF and 69 to NB. No one has center. 6 minutes and 20 seconds left of the game. Forty-two tickets to FF, 65 to NB. Center is still great. 5 minutes and 40 seconds left of the game. No changes. Just a massive spawn rape. So I don't have much to say about this round. More than it's like just seeing grenades popping around and killing people. Quite exciting. Center still great. Exactly 5 minutes left of the game. 34 tickets to FF and 55 to NBEU. Still no changes. Just grenades. Twenty-five tickets left for FF and 53 for NBEU. Center still being grayed. Center is being taken by NB, so the tickets are now dropping for FF playing as allied. Tickets are now below 19, so, and dropping, and NB has 48 tickets. 3 minutes left of the game. Ten tickets left for FF. FF has taken a light tank to the center, graying it, on the same time losing their home spawn. FF has no flags left. NB has their home. NB has taken FF's home flag. FF got center. 5 tickets left for FF. 4. 3 tickets, 2 tickets, 1 ticket, and it's over. FF Einar taking first place, and good game. It's over. Thanks for listening. Hope I didn't bore you this last round. It wasn't so much to talk about. Mostly, as I said, grenades popping around, and I hope you enjoyed it. I think Fragfest just took the first place now, if I have counted the tickets right, so good game to both teams.
What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor.
What's your flavor?
Flavor. Tell me what's your flavor. What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor.
I'm a fish fly
girl in the club went by the name of Pecan Deluxe. This ice cream was high maintenance. When I took her out, nearly cost me 20 bucks. But this chick they won't up, it nearly made me sick to the point of throwing up. So a cold chocolate chip with the sweet toffee crisp, and I still can't get enough.
You are the one.
July with the drop top down in the park when the summer in. These ice creams looking so fly that I just can't lie. It all seems too bewildering. They got these grown men running around screaming out, acting worse than twittering. But who flow better, no better, stack cheddar, get more tongues better than this ice cream veteran.
You want the world, you want
what
I need.
I want
to taste it,
take it
home with me.
Take it home with me.
It's so good, it's so good.
What's your flavor? Tell me what's your flavor. 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 Cinnamon curls, I'm feeling them, can't stop picking them. That's why they got me dribbling hot fudge sauce and it's all over my Timberlands. I dip them caramel with a hint of vanilla with a little chocolate sprinkling. They make me spend my dividends. These sweet things make me feel like a kid again.
You want the world, you want what I need.
I want to
taste it, take it home with me.
Take it home with me.
It's so good,
it's so good.
Tell me what's your flavor.